days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem in the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room in the inn.
God with us. Have you ever wondered how the shepherds, sitting on the hillside of Bethlehem, what were they thinking about? What were they doing other than minding their sheep? Were they talking together? Or were they remembering promises of old? Can you imagine how they must have felt when they were sitting there quietly, getting on with their work? And then suddenly there was an enormous interruption. The Jews that they were would have been waiting for quite some time for the Messiah. Perhaps the promise of old had settled into a sort of idea in the back of their minds, but they didn't really think about it very much. However, it was an everyday part of their faith. God had promised that he would send someone to free them, someone to make things right. And suddenly, in the quietness, the sky was full of the wonderful news brought by the angels. That in itself must have been amazing, but the message they brought, as it slowly became clear in their minds, must have been shattering. The truth was that God had kept his age-old promise. Small wonder that they left their sheep and went at once to see if it was indeed true. The wonder of the shepherds on the hills of Bethlehem made me think about the promise they saw fulfilled for them in the coming of Messiah, in the answering of a prayer, in the hope that came in Jesus. The Anointed One is here. The angels told the story. What a sight it was to see. The heavenly host in splendour brought a tale of liberty. They said he'd come for everyone. There was no need to fear. The Saviour of the world is born. The Anointed One is here. Many times I've wondered how the shepherds really felt as they rushed to see Messiah and in adoration knelt, hearts lifted high in worship in the stable cold and bare. God had kept his promise. The Anointed One is here. As Christmas comes around today, how do his people cope? Do we marvel like the shepherds in him, our only hope? So let's be still and listen. We must get the message clear. We must show the world our love for him. The Anointed One is here.
Let us pray to our Father, who loves us to come close. God moves in a mysterious way, his wonders to perform. He plants his footsteps on the sea and rides upon the storm. As we approach Christmas and in the midst of all the busyness, Lord, please help us to remember why it's a special time for us, your children. Thank you that at just the right time, you performed the miracle and mystery of sending your son, Jesus, as a human baby to fulfill your purpose to bring salvation to sinful human beings. Thank you that you have done all that is necessary, and all because of your love, mercy, and grace. Surely these are such wonderful mysteries, but all part of your purpose. As we think about the wonder and mystery of Jesus' birth, we thank you that he didn't come as earthly kings are expected to come, in a posh palace with pomp and ceremony, but in a humble setting in Bethlehem, Surely that's a wonder of God's performance. On Bethlehem's hills, poor shepherds were privileged to see the glory of the heavenly hosts and invited to come and see the newborn king. Surely, Lord, that's not the way a king should come. But then your thoughts are not our thoughts, and your ways are not our ways, your wonders to perform. And Father, as we remember the shepherds who came, we remember before you those who are today marginalised by some thought to be by worldly standards, to be unworthy of love, kindness and care. Forgive us, Lord, when we choose to walk by on the other side and are too proud to stoop to help a fellow human being get back up on their feet. Teach us, O Lord, to walk where you walked and to see you move in mysterious ways, your wonders to perform. And Father God, our hearts are heavy when we think of so many who are lonely, homeless, displaced and abandoned, not just at Christmas, but all through the year. We pray for those who make the decisions about what to do and how to meet such unimaginable needs. We pray that they will use resources fairly and make wise, just and righteous decisions. We pray that councils, governments and nations will not waste time and energy arguing and blaming, but will have a genuine desire and determination to find solutions that make a difference and are honouring to you. We thank you and ask your blessings on all the charities and voluntary organisations who work tirelessly to make a difference. We pray that those who know and love you and serve you within these situations will be influences for good and change. And we pray, Father, that you will raise up men and women who understand the signs of the times and know what it is right to do in our cities, in our nations, and in our world. Loving Heavenly Father, as we reflect on this year, we have indeed walked through many storms as individuals, families, as a church, as a city, as a nation and as a world. It's often been difficult to know you are still there in the midst and understand why. But we thank you that despite our doubts, fears, lack of understanding, you have always walked with us and have never left us. You are still Lord of Lords and King of Kings, and that's a mystery, your wonders to perform. And Lord, may this Christmas be a time of celebration and reflection of all that you have done and will continue to do each and every day until Christ returns in glory and majesty, in justice and righteousness. God moves in a mysterious way, his wonders to perform. He plants his footsteps on the sea and rides upon the storm. Amen.
Adore him, Christ. adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Sing choirs of angels, sing in exultation, sing all ye citizens of heaven above. Glory to God in the highest. Come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us
glory in.
Word of the Father.
reading this morning is taken from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 2, reading from verse 1 to the end of the chapter. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem, in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to visit to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? We saw his star rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard that this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd many my people, Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. Amen.
Thank you. poem written by Mark Green from his collection of Christmas poems, Opening Night. The poem is entitled Kings. We were not three, and not kings, at least not when we arrived, and really more curious than wise, craning for truth in starlit skies, but at least looking, at least checking what we thought we knew, a king born for the Jews. No, we were not wise, more stupid than wise, asking another king to point us to a rival's cradle, but at least asking, and finding truth in the old scroll, truth a murderer would not recognize, but wary still to ply us with winsome lies and play a deferential role. No, we were not so wise, more blind than wise, searching for a king for someone else, but at least searching and finding in someone else's king our end, the end of lifeless ways, the rule for all our days. Later they fancied us kings. In that there was only this truth. He who would wear a crown must first bow low, must first bow down.
With walking sore and with